Less than 2 weeks till Christmas. Less than 2 weeks till Christmas. That's what the week means, by the way. It's Gaudete Sunday. I say this, there are 2 days where we wear pink, only two liturgical days that use the color pink. Gaudete Sunday today, and in Lent, Laetare Sunday. It tells us that the season of preparation is almost over. I'm going to say the same thing that I'm going to say on Laetare Sunday. Some of my brother priests will try to convince you that it's rose or something, that it's not pink. I will tell them that rose is the Latin word for pink. It's the same color. It's okay. The reason we wear pink is that pink is this blend of purple and white. I know there might be artists here telling me that's very wrong, but I know. I know how color theory works kindly. It's this blend of purple and white. It's a lightish purple, a light red. There's this admixture of joy into our time of preparation. And Advent is a time of preparation. It's a time of waiting and anticipation. As we hear in our second reading, a time of patience. I don't think it's controversial to say that we live in a time that detests patience. We hate waiting for anything. We've become, as a culture, and probably been for a very long time, an impatient people. We've created entire industries that are all about speeding things up and making sure we don't have to wait for anything. And yet the church presents to us this season of Advent, a season of waiting, a season of just anticipating, not yet fulfilled, but just anticipating, looking forward to something else that's not quite here. Although I think if you go to like Walmart or somewhere, or turn on a radio station, they will try to convince you that Christmas is already here. And that's kind of funny, but also I think causes a really big problem. We rob Advent of its joy. We rob Advent of its character. This character of joyful anticipation. But also we rob Christmas of the joy of fulfillment. Advent is a time of anticipation. Christmas is a time of fulfillment. And we have to sit in the discomfort of waiting. We have to sit with the suffering of patience. That's what patience means, by the way. It comes from a Latin word that means to suffer. Patience is a kind of suffering, the suffering that leads to fulfillment. We hate waiting for things. There are a couple different ways that we try to solve patience. The one, I think, especially around, like, almost Christmas time, is by pretending that it's already been fulfilled. Pretending that we don't really have to wait. I kind of joked about it a minute ago, but it's really real that the culture pretends that it's already Christmas. And when I said Advent is robbed of its character, it means we don't spend any time preparing, we just go right to the thing. Day after Thanksgiving, we put up all of our Christmas decorations, and we start saying Merry Christmas to each other. And then by the time we actually get to Christmas, by Christmas dinner, I'm done with Christmas. I don't want anything more to do with it. And Christmas as a season is robbed of its own character. It goes all the way until January 6th, or if you're really cool, February 2nd. We'll talk about when we get there. But we rob Christmas of its joy by pretending it's already arrived. Let yourself sit in the anticipation. Let yourself rest in the discomfort of it not yet being fulfilled. The second way we deal with impatience, the second way we deal with waiting, in a way that I don't think is particularly healthy, is just by throwing up our hands and forgetting it all. You do this a lot in other ways, not so much around Christmas. I think Christmas still has enough of that joy that we want to pretend that it's already here. But have you ever walked into the grocery store just to pick up a few things and you see that for some ungodly reason there's only one register that's open and there are like a million people there, so you just go, eh, forget it, go home? I've done that several times. We just kind of say, well, there's no value in waiting at all. And if I can't be fulfilled as soon as possible, then I'll just forget the whole thing and go home. But Advent teaches us there's value in the waiting itself. You see this in the gospel. John the Baptist was locked up in prison for preaching against King Herod. Sends his disciples to Jesus with the question, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Now, this is a weird question for John to ask, because John already knows the answer to the question. He's been preaching about it for years. Also, Jesus is his cousin. They've known each other their whole lives. John knows the answer to this question. Why is he sending his disciples with this question? Because the question is not for him. It's for the disciples. They need to know the answer to this question. And he knows that it won't be sufficient for them, for John, to just tell them. But they need to go on a journey. So they walk for days, probably debating among themselves what the answer to the question will be. Is Jesus the one, or should we wait for another? And they have to sit in the anticipation of waiting for an answer. And the anticipation itself is good for them. And when they finally arrive, Jesus, who never gives a straight answer, he will never simply say yes or no. Instead, tells them, go and tell John that you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised. And lastly, and most important of all, the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. That is what we are anticipating. That is the fulfillment for which we hope. The time for which we are preparing now, the time that Advent is directed for, is for the fulfillment of all good things. The healing of the blind and the lame and the deaf and the dead. And that good news might be proclaimed to the poor. We need to go on this journey of Advent to be prepared for that time. Not pretend that the time has already arrived. Not throw up our hands and forget about the whole thing. But to sit in the discomfort of impatience. To sit in the suffering of waiting. So that we might realize the importance of the fulfillment. We might be prepared to truly rejoice with our Lord at His coming. On Christmas Day, day of our death, and at the end of time, when He will set all things right, and the joy which we anticipate now.